There are lots of reasons to celebrate having a dog in your life. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduation from class. I've even heard of canine weddings, Christmas parties, and bar mitzvahs. If you want to celebrate with your dog, well, you can always find a great excuse. And once you decide to have a party, you'll need party games. So here is my top 10 list of my all-time favorite party games to do with your dog when you have a doggy party. Number one, Snoopy Says. This is a fun way to reinforce doggy manners. It's basically a variation on Simon Says, and it works like this. The host has to be the Simon Says, and the owners and their canines should be sitting beside each other, and the host will say, "Simon Says, tell your dog down." And everybody has to tell their dog down only once. And then Simon Says, tell your dog to weave between your legs. And everybody's got to get their dog to weave between their legs. And the more you get into it, the host has obviously got to slip up and say, okay, now tell your dogs to speak. And you know the ending of that game. Anyhow, number two, My Dog Will Eat Anything contest. This game will test the taste buds of your doggy guests. Select dog-safe foods only. This means no chocolate or onions or grapes or macadamia nuts. And the way you start the game is to put a safe dog food in front of the dogs and they only have 30 seconds to eat it. After that, you work your way up to things like cherry tomatoes, carrot sticks, and broccoli sprigs. The players are eliminated when the dog refuses to eat the food. The last dog eating is the champion. This is also a good way to introduce healthy foods to your dog, which people can later use as low-calorie treats to keep their dogs at their ideal weight. Number three, dunking for hot dogs. Did you remember how fun it was when you were a kid to bob for apples? Well, now your dog can have as much fun as you did. Here are the items that you need. A plastic child's pool, cut up hot dogs, a watch that can count seconds, a few towels to dry off each canine contestant. And what you do is you cut up the hot dogs and put them in the pool and have people keep their dogs leashed and lined up. When a dog's name is announced, instruct his owner to bring the dog to the kiddies pool and unleash him. The goal is for each dog. This is funny. The goal is for each dog to gobble up as many hot dog pieces at 30 seconds or less. I find this hilarious, by the way. Number four, water relay. Each person must hold a paper cup filled with water in the same hand as the dog's leash. All participants line up at the starting line. At the blow of the whistle from the hostess, each person dog team must stay in their lane and move quickly to the end of the line where there will be a bucket to fill. When they dump the water in the cup, they go out, back, and do it again until the bucket is filled. Number five, dig and find. Fill another wading pool with sand. Hide a few dog biscuits and tennis balls in the sand. One by one, call each dog to the sandbox. Encourage each dog to dig and find the hidden treasure. The winner is the dog who finds the most biscuits. But be sure to count ahead of time how many biscuits you have. Number six, fetch that ball. So you line up the dogs on the starting line with each dog next to his owner. All dogs should start in the sitting position. Make sure there is at least 6 to 8 feet between each person and dog team at the starting line and have the dog owners throw the ball so that their dog can get it. And the ball should be marked with a number or name so the owner and dog recognizes the ball. If your dog brings back the right ball, they win. Can you imagine throwing all these balls at once? Number seven, find the snow biscuit. Well, mercifully, the snow is gone, but this is really a fun winter game, so I put it on my list anyways. Before the guests arrive, dig little paths in the snow. Drop a specific number of dog treats. Remember how many you put in the path. Instruct each person to bring their dogs to the path starting lines and release their leashes. The goal is for each dog to sniff and find and eat the buried biscuits. Number eight, canine musical chairs. Here's a fun game to play inside. It's similar to musical chairs, except when the music stops and you sit on a chair, your dog must also sit beside you. No leashes allowed. And number 9, I call this Let's See Some ID. This game tests you to see if you know your dog as well as you think you do. This is a great indoor game and is especially fabulous if the dogs are the same size. So you line the dogs up, make sure they're all on a leash so they can't turn around. Instruct the people guest to move away from the dogs. Blindfold the guest one at a time. Then bring each similar-shaped dog to that person that must identify the dog. And limit each player to a 5-second of inspection, then bring up the next dog. The winner is whoever picks their dog the fastest. And number 10, the test of canine willpower. This game reinforces the leave it command. Make sure the person, dog team with leashes on are far enough from each other. Make sure your dogs sit at the count of 3, and then you place a piece of hot dog in front of your dog and say, leave it. The winner is the dog that resists for the longest time. You might need a cloth to mop up all that doggy drool. So there you have it, my top 10 doggy party games.